welcome to the weekend and welcome to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Lee. I'm the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus, and we have kicked off this week a brand new series for the summer that we have called Practicing the Art of Becoming More Like Jesus. And I can't think of a better way to begin our summers than by looking at how each of us as followers of Jesus can begin to look more like him. One of my previous pastors used to say, and trying to define, you know, really what a disciple is or discipleship. And he just said, a disciple is someone who follows Jesus for the purpose of becoming like him, that we would look more and more like Jesus. And to grow in any area in our lives requires practice. Our kids are in the midst of summer sports. And, you know, this summer they took on softball and baseball, which is relatively new for our kiddos. And, you know, they're just starting out. And so there's lots of frustration at times, whether it's around catching or throwing or pitching or batting and those kinds of things. And the reality is I'll try to give them some perspective and say, hey, how long have you been doing this? And they'll be like, this is my first time, or, you know, a couple times. And I'm like, yeah, you haven't practiced very much. And so you're not going to be very good at it. But the more you practice, the better you become, the more you become like what you're striving for. And as followers of Jesus, I think as we're going to look at some different things in the coming weeks, there's going to be things that you're not going to be very good at, I'm not going to be very good at, that we struggle with. And so don't let that discouragement keep you from keep putting it into practice, because one of the things that will start to happen in your life and my life as we follow Jesus by the power of his Holy Spirit and by God's grace is that the more we practice the life of Jesus, we'll start to look more like him. And that's kind of how I tried to set up this series this past Sunday, was telling our folks that becoming like Jesus requires us to practice the life of Jesus. That if I want to look more and more like Jesus, it might require me to look and learn from Jesus so I can start to live like him. And so so today, just wanted to focus for just a few minutes on one of the things that Jesus told his disciples in Matthew 16, verses 24 through 26. He said this, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul? Or what shall a man give in return for his soul? And so in thinking about this, I think my mind immediately went to, you know, as Jesus is trying to help his disciples and help us as his followers and his disciples to understand what it means to really follow him. And so he kind of talks about, as the way I would like to frame it, the heart, the head, and the hands. Maybe you've heard like head, heart, and hands. And so he says, if anyone's going to come after me, you know, that would be you, that would be me. He starts with the heart. He says, you're going to have to learn to deny yourself. That there's going to be times, more often than not, that you want something, that you want to do something, that you crave something, that you desire something, that your heart is saying, I want this. And you're going to have to learn to say no. That just because you want something and desire something doesn't mean you should have it. Doesn't mean it's good for you and me. And anytime we're trying to discipline and incorporate some new habits, new rhythms in our lives, what's going to happen is our old selves are going to want to creep back in. Hey, you should want to do this. And so whether it's, man, I want to be more disciplined in my Bible reading, and so I want to get up earlier. Well, guess what's going to happen? That alarm's going to go off and you're going to want to go hit snooze. And then again, and then again, and then again. And before you know it, you missed it, right? Or you're going to say, hey, I want to serve. But then you're going to find, well, you know, we got this happening this weekend, or, you know, I can't do this, or I'm going to have to back out here, and or I can't be in a life group or can't come consistently. And so, you know, whatever it may be. But it's learning to say, hey, what is something that I want in terms of, if we want to look more like Jesus, how do I say no to some of the things now that are getting in the way of that? So Jesus is saying, you got to learn to deny yourself. You got to tell your heart no. So that you can begin to say yes to Jesus more. And then he goes to the next part. He says, you're going to have to take up your cross. And I think this deals with the head. You know, the reason he's saying take up the cross is he's saying, hey, there's going to be suffering involved in this. It's going to be hard. It's going to be difficult, right? The cross for that point in time, he was in essence saying, hey, you're going to die for this. And I think for us to be able to remind ourselves that, you know, to discipline and be conformed into the image of Jesus, it's going to require that parts of us, as we looked on Sunday in John 15, that are going to need to be pruned, are going to be stripped away, and it's going to be difficult. But the mindset, our head is going to say, hey, this is what I'm committing to, right? That I'm committed, that my perspective is down the road. It's saying, hey, in light of going through this, I know the me on the other side of this obedience is going to be different, is going to look more and more like Jesus. And then lastly, he says, follow me. And that really, I think about the hands, it's putting that into action. It's saying, hey, now I'm going to start to put into practice the rhythms of the life of Jesus. And he just tells him, he says, who would want to save his life that you'll lose it, right? If you're trying to hold on to it. But he says, whoever is willing to lose his life for my sake, you will actually find it. And he says, what would it profit if you gain the whole world and lose your soul? And so he's, again, trying to put into perspective for his disciples and for us, that as you and I go down this journey this summer of trying to become more and more like Jesus, putting into some of the practices that we see in the life of Jesus, A, we're going to have to learn to say no. B, we're going to have to be committed and to have our head to say, hey, I know that my commitment to this is because I know my life is going to look less like me and more like Jesus, and that's totally worth it. And then I'm going to have to put some things into practice with my hands. I'm going to have to try some things and do some things that are out of my rhythm. And yet, as we do that, the fruit that will be produced in our lives will reflect and point to our glorious Savior, and that is so worth it in the end. And so let me pray for you and me that we would put this into practice, that we would learn to deny ourselves, we'd take up our cross, and we'd follow Jesus together. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for sending us your Son as an example, as someone who could help show us what life is truly meant to look like. And so God, help us to learn how to say no, to say no to the things in our lives that are going to get in the way of the yes that we're saying right now, that we want to look more and more like Jesus, that we want to become more like him, that we want to practice the life of Jesus. And so as we do that, may we be committed that whatever it costs, whatever it's going to take from us, that we're willing to say, yeah, I'm willing to go through it, Lord, because I don't just go through things, I grow through them because Jesus, you are with me. And in the end, God, I want to follow you, whatever that looks like in my life, to follow Jesus as a husband, as a wife, as a mom, as a dad, as a worker, as a student, God, that I would follow you faithfully. And as I do so, Lord, you would help me to become more and more like Jesus. Pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Why don't you take a moment? Why don't you pray?